West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News Wednesday says Tuesday's elections should be a wake-up call to all Democrats.
When you think of two blue states, or one state, Virginia has been leaning blue and been fairly blue for 10 years. Georgia's always been historically blue. And to see what happened and how close and how divided. Can you imagine 2.2 million votes in New Jersey and 100 or 200 vote separation, how close it was in Virginia? I hope it's a wake-up call for all of us.
Urgent new efforts to calm Ethiopia's escalating war are unfolding Thursday as a U.S. special envoy visits and the president of neighboring Kenya calls for an immediate ceasefire while the country marks a year of conflict. The lack of dialogue has been particularly disturbing, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said in a statement. The war has killed thousands of people and displaced millions since November of 2020. Rival Tigray forces seized key cities in recent days. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Although a recount has been requested, it looks as if the governor's mansion in New Jersey will not have a new occupant.
No, that's not Bruce Springsteen, but it is the newly reelected New Jersey governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, celebrating last night after Tuesday's election results finally came into focus. It appears he has won with a lead of under 20,000 votes over the Republican challenger, Jack Cittarelli, a New Jersey Assembly member. Governor Murphy celebrating.
The first Democratic governor reelected in the great state of New Jersey since my dear friend, the late Governor Brendan Byrne, did this in 1977.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The company Smartmatic filed separate defamation lawsuits against Newsmax and One America News Network Wednesday, accusing the networks of knowingly peddling disinformation about its voting technology during the 2020 presidential election. They say a disinformation campaign harms Smartmatic's business model. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News talks about the Republicans gaining strength after digesting Tuesday's elections.
When you think of two blue states, or one state, Virginia has been leaning blue and been fairly blue for 10 years. Georgia's always been historically blue. And to see what happened and how close and how divided. Can you imagine 2.2 million votes in New Jersey and 100 or 200 vote separation, how close it was in Virginia? I hope it's a wake-up call for all of us.
As the midterm elections loom, New Jersey Republican Senator candidate John Eisenman talks about his Democrat opponent.
It's a race that was the most competitive in 2020 and will likely shape up to be the most competitive in the country this year. Tom's got a lot of name recognition and a lot of money. What he also has is a number of Stock Act violations against him and an open House Ethics Committee investigation into how he made $3 million during a pandemic on undisclosed health care trades and shorts. That's against the same community he was elected to represent. Look, I think what we saw in Virginia and New Jersey specifically is pushback on just rubber stamp politicians for Biden's agenda, the current administration's failings, and the radical left policy that's sweeping the country right now.
In San Francisco, California, children ages 5 to 11 will be forced to prove they are vaccinated if they want to enter restaurants and entertainment venues. San Francisco became the first city in the country to impose strict vaccine mandates for all children and adults over 12. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.